Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bitterbit Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo e ti basta un microfono per sentirti libero, se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza ma si clicca, se per te è una professione o magari è solo un gioco e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga.
Buongiorno.
Lei è?
Marco Precucci.
Sì?
Marco Precucci, quello del Bitterbit Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah.
Cos'è?
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano un po' di chiacchiere nerd e buona musica. Carino, no?
Da dove vieni?
Rimini.
Ecco, ci trovo.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18.30 del Bitterbit Show, in diretta su Spreaker. Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale, 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate, con il vantaggio che anche tu ora potrai perdere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo, vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.
Good afternoon, good evening. This is Nathan McCarthy for Real Flex International. Good morning. 9:30 a.m. Pacific Time. 7:22
p.m. 2000.
And good morning. Good afternoon. Sorry about the late start here. I had to do some things here. 9:33 a.m. As we got this, I reflect international for the true speakers of the Bit Show 7:22:15 at approximately 9:30 a.m. Pacific time. Good morning. It's calling 657-383-0568. You'll put that there with 8. Got 10 minutes in the program here. I was going to put 30 minutes in and I forgot about it. So we may have to restart the program at the top of the hour. So basically, I'm going to be talking to you guys basically today for the True Seekers Little Bit Show. Pertaining to what I'm exposing, which I had exposed my ID with me. Some of you guys, you may have the rest have seen that with the photo up on Twitter, photo up on one of my websites, and also on Facebook. So for me, guys, in the United Kingdom, the reason why I don't accept your friend request on Facebook is because that Facebook you guys are looking at, if you want to actually look at my Facebook, my official Facebook, you need to go to my official page. Other than that, like I said, I will not accept any friend requests from any strangers on my personal Facebook. That is the deal. So, unless if you're family, and I know you, and you're a part of my family, then I'll accept you on that Facebook. I don't know many of you guys in this country, or the state, or you know, any other world. So, besides my friends and family in the Philippines and Japan. So, like I said, I have an official Facebook, so if you guys want to check out that official Facebook, it is there. It is there. It's just that you guys have to look. See what else was there that we're supposed to do. I know we've got to put another photo up here, basically. So, I know that we're supposed to be doing some music productions here real quick too as well, but we're gonna be right now we're set up for, how should I put this? Automatic auditing through Washington, D.C., so is the reason why we're set up the way we are. So right now we're just waiting for that to get done, and then we're going to be moving on from there. So we can't do anything until that is done. So making sure that the content that was exposed previously, they still got a copy of. I do not have any of the original copies from the past time when the auditing was set up. So all of those recordings were destroyed. A lot of those recordings were garbage, thrown away. I think that the fact that there is the stage that's Dakota and their public who will not listen, basically. This whole deal, this whole court case, basically is pertaining to the state of South Dakota and their people, including the United States Postal Service and the other whole set of people, too. The reason why this is the way it is because they had seen a person commit suicide is the reason why this case is the way it is. So I do have the, like I said, I have the original documentation. I have the original text information. I have the original two original court cases with me. So just in case if we go and pursue the charges, thing that South Dakota will not take the case. So I no longer work for Broadcast Music Incorporated. I told you guys that once last time. So I no longer work for Broadcast Music Incorporated. So I am no longer signed on with them. We are looking at selling Republic Media National. And we're looking at selling Multilingual Radio Network for $10,000, I think is what they said, is that they appraised it for. So it's basically what they're doing at this time. So taking into consideration so that I can get on out of here and go home. So some of the guys who live in this country probably do not know that, though, that I was trying to get BMI to pay the royalties, of which they couldn't, and they didn't. So they never paid. So basically, on their part, for Broadcast Music Incorporated, which is wage theft, money laundering for their part. So we may looking at labor dispute with Broadcast Music Incorporated too. So, or labor laws as well. So pertaining that they are the ones that have not paid royalties for the past 2 years. And that's over 200,000. So bring that. It's basically what those things there. So, like I said, I'm gonna be back on the air at about 10 a.m. So discuss more about the situation.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bit of It Show.
Se la musica è da sempre il tuo mondo e ti basta un microfono per sentirti libero, se sei nato con l'iPod e per te la radio non si sintonizza, ma si clicca, se per te è una professione o magari è solo un gioco e non importa cosa, ma hai sempre qualcosa da raccontare. Se questa volta vuoi far sentire la tua voce, allora Spreaker è la radio che cercavi, dove lo show sei tu.
Tocca a lei, venga da.
Buongiorno.
Lei è?
Marco Percucci.
Sì?
Marco Percucci, quello del Vita Beat Show, in onda su Spreaker. Presente, no?
No.
Ah.
Cos'è?
Ah, una breve rubrica di un quarto d'ora dove si alternano un po' di chiacchiere nerd e buona musica. Carino, no?
Da dove vieni?
Rimini.
Ecco, ci trovi.
Grazie. Tutti martedì e giovedì sera alle 18.30 del Vita Beat Show, in diretta su Spreaker. Nel 2010 l'Italia passa al digitale. 18 milioni di italiani stanno per ricevere una radio con tanti programmi in più, oltre a quelli di sempre. Più intrattenimento, più musica, più informazione, più minchiate. Con il vantaggio che anche tu ora potrai perdere più tempo durante l'orario di lavoro. E tutto in un unico ambiente digitale, gratuito e facile da usare. Noi ci siamo. Vieni anche tu su Spreaker.com.